What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey, and the holiday season is in full swing, and young people across the country are looking forward to taking a break from school and spending extra time with family and loved ones. With a wondrous time of the year, it can also be physically and mentally stressful. Today, we're talking with Doug Schroer, D&P with American Health Network and Hilliard. Doug, what helpful tips do you have for kids that are struggling with holiday stress?
Kids can deal with holiday stress by, this may sound counterintuitive to them, but turning off their phones or turning off the screens, spending some more time, whether that's with family or with friends, and actually engaging with more in conversation. We're finding that teenagers are now spending an average of 4 to 8 hours a day outside of school on non-school activities on a screen each day.
Now, with that being the case, what would be some good ways for kids to stay mentally healthy this holiday season?
I think that even though it's cold outside, finding creative ways to continue to exercise is absolutely important. So while, you know, going for a walk might be challenging when it gets really cold, bundling up for shorter periods of time or lifting weights inside, finding ways to regular exercise is quite important, as well as making sure that avoiding social isolation and making sure that you're getting time with people and not just spending time by yourselves for the holidays.
During the holidays, while teens and young adults are home, why is it important for the caregivers to have these conversations, and how should they go about them?
I think it's really important, whether this is your kid or this is a niece, a nephew, a cousin, to have open-ended conversations. I think sometimes it's very natural to ask yes or no questions, but, you know, things that allow for natural conversation to flow. So, again, if this is someone you're closer to, maybe this is easier to ask, but saying something like, I can tell you're going through something, you know, how can I support you? You haven't seemed like yourself lately. How can I help? Or is there something that has been on your mind, or how have you been feeling? You know, just asking questions that naturally get people talking about their feelings or how something is going, and trying to avoid close-ended questions, trying to avoid things that are yes, no, or could be answered with just a word or two.
Are there any resources available to help caregivers spark those meaningful conversations with their kids, especially the teens and the young adults, to get them to open up about how they're really feeling?
I know that there, again, this sometimes is tied to resources related to substance use disorder, or sometimes related to depression. But there are a number of things on the CDC website as well as that talk specifically about youth risk behavior, youth mental health. And there's a lot more statistics and numbers, but they have resources to other sites as well that kind of talk more in depth about, if this is not something that naturally comes to you, here's an easy way to, you know, try and start these conversations.
Why is it important to have these conversations during this downtime or during the holidays?
One, I think it's important not just during the holidays, but to have these conversations regularly. As someone who treats a number of patients for substance use disorder, I've come to learn, and you know, research supports this, that there is no stereotype as to who this affects. This impacts everyone. I've seen from young to old, across all demographics and walks of life. And so to think this could never happen to my kid, or this could never happen to my family or friends, is really not an accurate statement. And so unfortunately, we see these stories in the news where sometimes it's too late. And so, you know, people say, well, I never knew something was wrong. I never would have thought this was going to happen to so-and-so. And the best thing we can do is to make sure that we're close and engaged with the people we care about, so that they feel comfortable sharing if something bad is going on in their lives.
You know, as far as getting the kids to open up a little bit more, is there any helpful tips that you have? I know you mentioned kind of the way you frame the questions and that kind of being a helping factor in having them open up. You know, what if they're not getting the responses and they think that, you know, there may be more to it? Is there any tips you have for that?
I actually advise parents to bring their kids in for a checkup annually, even as a teenager, a young adult. Part of the questions that we ask or should be asking is things that are relevant to their health. So obviously what you ask a 5-year-old versus a 20-year-old versus an 80-year-old aren't always going to be the same questions. And so one of the things that I will often ask, or I aim to ask at each checkup for youth, is about mental health things. So whether that's if they feel safe at school, if they're being bullied, whether You know, they are using any alcohol, drug, tobacco. It's important that they understand I'm not there because I'm trying to turn them into the police or to get them in even trouble with their parents. But a lot of people don't understand that, you know, for instance, THC and marijuana has become very popular among youth. A lot of people don't actually understand some of the dangers related to that. And so part of my job is having a conversation, educating, and also just dialoguing with about, you know, this might not be as safe as you think, and have you ever considered these things? And then sometimes, you know, hopefully I'm able to transition that conversation into this might be something we want to, you know, bring your parents in on that they also would want to help you with. And so I find it helpful to have parents bring their kids in for checkups, and then I'm also able to ask these questions directly, and many times I'll get different answers than the parents might get.
And what is the most simple way for a parent to just open the door for conversation?
Telling your kid that you love them and care about them, and no matter what happens, you care about their physical and mental well-being and their safety, and that nothing's going to compromise that. And they need to understand that while maybe they do things that are disappointing or sadden us or frustrate us, there's not going to be anything that makes us not want to help them get better. And so if they believe that deep down that, you know, okay, my parents aren't going to be happy about this, but they're going to help me get better, I think kids feel a lot more comfortable being able to come and say, you know, I thought I was handling this, but I'm not, and I want to change this, because they need that base of support when they finally want to make a change in their lifestyle.
Well, I think that that's great advice. Do you have any other things that you want to share as far as youth mental health or mental health in general going into the holiday season?
I think, again, I was talking about the screen times. I just can't stress enough the importance of, you know, getting kids off of screens and saying, hey, you're going to go take an hour break, whether that's just playing a board game, whether that's picking up the phone and having a conversation. You're going to do something that requires some interaction. And people might think that, you know, is lame or is you know, doesn't sound fun. But the irony is that most people at the end of it will be grateful they did it. And it really has a lot more meaning than people give it credit for. So I think even though there might be grumbling or complaining, just getting them over the holiday break to turn off the screens for different extended periods of time and making them do something else, whether it's exercise, talking, a game, will go a long way. And you just never know what, you know, what moment might be the time that someone opens up or shares something that was really important.
Anything else before we let you go today, Doug?
Just there are resources out there. And if you're not sure where to start or you're concerned, I think either your healthcare provider or, you know, asking the guidance counselor at school, getting help from a professional is never wrong. And, you know, reaching out there as to what should I do next. It's always better to err on the side of caution and ask questions than to, you know, just keep everything to yourself.
You've got the vibe. Listen for New Vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.